Moving over to the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, where Independent Councillor Tom McDonald joins me on the line now. Tom, good morning. Thanks for taking our call this morning.
Good morning, Emma. How are you? Good morning to you.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Tom, your first one to the council is in relation to speed ramps in Moonbane Park housing estate in Kilcullen. Is there an issue of speeding or, you know, just cars going too fast in that area?
Yeah, I got some reports from that estate as regarding down the bottom end of the estate. There's a lot of car speeding and small children there, and they were concerned with it. So the council came back to me on that and they said they'll carry out a survey, and if they feel there's a need to put in more, they will.
All right, some good news there that they're taking initiative there, Tom. You've also asked the council for a bus shelter to be installed at the Cross and Passion School at the Kilcullen bus stop there. Now, we do know the bus stops in and bus shelters in Kildare, there's quite a long waiting list at the moment to get them installed. Is this something that the council are willing to put in maybe for plans even next year?
Yeah, I highlighted that because it's at the school there and you get kids going over and back from Garvin and from Newbridge to there, and that bus shelter is very exposed there and there's no cover at all for anyone going to and from to shop in Newbridge or whatever. And and it's at the school. So they said they would include in upcoming plans. Yeah, so they're going to prioritise that. I would look into that, and I'll be highlighting that again if it's not done in the next 6 months to a year, that I'll bring it up again. But it'll be on a priority list to get it upgraded, yeah. It needs to be done, yeah.
Another motion you brought forward was in relation to the second bridge in Newbridge, and this has been a topic pretty much for all councillors and even senators in the Newbridge area, asking when exactly it's going to be, I suppose, put in to Newbridge. We know that there have been discussions ongoing between the council and the Department of Transport. What were the council able to give you in an update about this second bridge, Tom?
Well, they've prepared a tender document, and it's with the Department of Transport and for approval. And once that's approved, then it will go out for tendering. So that's where that is. But yeah, we need to prioritise. We need to move on with that. It's very, very, very slow. And the whole town's congested the whole time with that one bridge. And it's been very slow in moving that forward. So I've highlighted that, and hopefully that will be moved forward too now, that we get on with that second bridge. And hopefully that they'll approve that and move that forward, yes.
Were they giving any timeline as to when that tendering process will commence, or are they just saying it will happen sometime in the future?
Well, it's in the process. It's in the, they have to approve the Department of Transport have to approve the tender document, and then it will go out for tendering. Then, yeah. So, yeah, it's in the near future. Yeah, but we need to move it forward. Mm. An exact timeline hasn't been given. No, but it's priority due, so it will move, but hopefully move soon. Yeah.
Of course. And lastly, Tom, your final question to the council is about if the council has considered an alternative site for Newbridge Youth Centre. You've recommended places such as Park Wirra, Lakeside Park, Ryston, or any site in Newbridge. What was the council's response?
Well, because they didn't have a survey done on it, and they didn't know where, because we have, I don't know if people are aware of O'Connor Headstone, the old entrance to the barracks there in Newbridge, to the house there. And I find it very small, you know. It's an old, it's a 1970, I'd say, bungalow that was purchased there. And there's a lot of work to be done on that. And to bring that into a youth centre, I feel it'd be a waste of money, you know. But an alternative site will have to be, we need to be looked for. Or we could extend the site. And I've been on that now with the last 8 or 9 months, that we'd extend the site out. Because I don't know if people are familiar with the site I'm talking about. It's where the old road comes out of the barracks, where you come down onto the Liffey. And it would have been to your right-hand side there. And there is scope there to widen it out. There's a pole there, bring the wall out, and to build it bigger. So hopefully, maybe they'll do that as an alternative, as going for a greenfield site. But any builder will tell you, if you have a greenfield site, it's a lot easier to build as opposed to refurbing an old building like a 1970 bungalow. Mm. And a bungalow would not have the square meterage or footage to for a youth centre, I feel. You know, if you put in 20 kids into it or 20 youths into it and you see how girls and boys, you split them up, you know, you wouldn't have the room in it. You'd have toilets and you'd have kitchen in there and you'd have other things. So, yeah, we'll see what happens on that one, but we'll be always discussing having a second site and a greenfield site. So maybe I'll try and locate it somewhere else and keep that. You know, I don't want us to get a youth centre that's going to be not what will benefit the children.
Mm. You need if you want something, it has to be done right, essentially.
Yeah, that's my opinion on that, and it has been my opinion from the start. To do a youth centre, but build a proper one. Do it once, do it right. And yeah, that's where my thoughts are on that. That we do it to do it right. Even on that site, they could extend that site that's there out by demolishing the whole thing. But there's a lot of things, and we're in discussion with there, and I've been speaking to Tony Shannon on that. And so hopefully he's in my thoughts and all of how to approach it. So because I'm from a building background, so yeah. Yeah, we'll be talking on that, yeah.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning about those questions and motions raised at the latest MD meeting there in Kildare Newbridge, that is Independent Councillor Tom.